What we do is pretty straightforward. We do the day-to-day business of the county.
This is Spokane County Clerk Tim Fitzgerald.
The clerk's office basically is, as a member of the executive branch, I execute the law. I don't make the law. That's what your legislators do. I don't rule on the law. That's what your judicial branch does. As your clerk, I execute the day-to-day law and the orders that come from the court and at the laws that are passed by the legislators.
Fitzgerald says it's similar to what he did as a Marine. He held a variety of management jobs. He oversaw operations at Camp Pendleton in San Diego. His last assignment was as chief of staff of NATO forces in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. Now he oversees all the paperwork and all the finances for the Superior Court and some of the other divisions of the county. He says his office has worked to improve its customer service.
When I took over, people said, Tim, you know, money order, cashier's check, cash, just got no credit cards. I went to work on that. And now in the courthouse, you can do debit and credit card in the courthouse. Additionally, I talked to the court about allowing offenders to use debit cards because most of them have debit cards. And that's how people pay with stuff. And they're coming in saying, I have to walk all the way down to a bank, pay extra money to get a cashier's check, and then come back and pay off my fine. It just seems like a harsh way of doing business. I said, you are right.
So he worked with court officials to get them to accept debit cards for payment. He also made one other change.
We opened up for lunch. So we were closed at lunchtime. And a lot of people said, Tim, you know, I'm a working man. I'm a working woman. The one time I get off is at lunch. I come to the courthouse to do my business and your doors are closed. That's a good point.
Fitzgerald developed a flex policy that staggered employee start and end times to allow the office to stay open at lunch. He says he's proud that his office was able to absorb a $200,000 budget cut this year without laying off people. He restructured his supervisors and changed some procedures to save money. He says he's also working with the state to institute a new case management system, which will go online in November. Tim Fitzgerald's Democratic opponent is Michael Kirk. He's from the Lowcountry of South Carolina.
Grew up in a family with a strong military heritage, a strong faith tradition. And went into ministry and towards the end of my time in high school and on through college and thereafter. And my family, we moved out here to Spokane just about 3 years ago to settle down and start our family. Thea came along.
As Kirk talks, his young daughter sits on the floor drawing. His clerkship training came not in the military, but in a religious setting.
I was also, during my years in ministry, trained as a canon law case assistant. So I worked directly with people in completing their legal documents, determining which sort of case they had and needed to file, and making sure that each detail of it thereof was perfect before it was sent off, so that we're not wasting months of these people's lives. I got to understand just how deeply documents can affect people's lives.
He says for many, the clerk's office is a place of trauma, and he promises to create a warm and welcoming environment for its customers. Whereas Tim Fitzgerald talks with pride about cutting his budget this year without reducing staff, Kirk says he would have handled it differently.
When the commissioners who appointed Colonel Fitzgerald 4 years ago told him to cut budget, he just did, even though there's need for new equipment and there's need to maintain experience, which costs a pay raise, which costs requisitions. It's just simply not a time to be cutting budget. Prosecutor Haskell and Sheriff Knezovich both stood up to the commissioners and said no, but Tim didn't. And that's something that, from my experience in ministry, when there are higher principles involved, sometimes you plant your feet, you stare the pastor in the eye, and you say you're wrong. And that's something that I'm prepared to do.
Michael Kirk is a Democrat, challenging Republican County Clerk Tim Fitzgerald in the August primary. Since they're the only two candidates in the race, they'll also run against each other in November. You can hear their entire interviews on the Spokane Public Radio website. Click on the Regional News tab and then the Washington Primary Candidates link. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.